97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird. Bird is a winner. Well, a bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird.
It's the Great Outdoors in Second Amendment Radio. We flip-flopped it because we're going outdoors now.
Outdoors, indeed.
Yeah. A lot of people don't go outdoors anymore. Couple of years.
I had the coolest experience the other day. I live in West St. Louis County, right? I'm driving between Wildwood and Chesterfield on Strecker Road, if you're familiar with that out there. And I look over in a field, something caught my attention, and there's a deer had been killed and ran off into the field and died.
Okay.
And there was a bald eagle eating it.
Feasting?
Having lunch.
Feasting on it.
Yeah.
In the middle of this field, like on the ground, probably 30 feet off the road.
Wow.
And I'd not seen one out in my area before. I was pretty excited about it.
It's the Golden Corral for the bald
right.
eagles.
I know.
You know, a buddy of mine told me a story about turkey buzzards over in Fultz, Illinois area. And they were on a road and they were all feasting on some carcass. He didn't know what it was. And an eagle swooped in. As the eagle swooped in, all of the turkey buzzards turned away from the carcass. They didn't fly away. But he said it was the coolest thing because as they all turned away, the eagle came in, grabbed his talon, grabbed some meat in his talons and took off. And then all the turkey buzzards went back to eating.
Nice.
It was like there's a hierarchy.
Yep. They backed off.
Just like humans.
Well, 3 weeks ago, we had a guest on talking about eagles. And I went up to Grafton to go look at them.
Yeah.
And our next guest helped me actually find 30 of them.
Whoa. Okay.
Nice.
Because, good. One here and there, you see that all the time. But our next guest told me where to find 30 of them.
Okay. Scott Isringhausen joining us right now. Site interpreter up at Pere Marquette, a state park there in Grafton. Scott, welcome into the show.
Well, thank you for having me here.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's exciting. I was shocked to see an eagle over by my area, of course, but it's still not far from the river there. Actually, even though it's in between, down in St. Louis County, that was shocking to me. But they're all over the place right now, huh?
They really are. It's turning out to be a pretty good year. We're starting to see quite a few eagles, and as it continues to get colder, I expect to see more in the next 10 days or so.
Yeah, this is your time to shine. There was conversation before we started this segment of the program about, are you part of the Isringhausen family? And I said, well, of course he is. His last name is Isringhausen, but I'm sure you get that question a lot.
Well, I am, yes. I'm relation to Jason, and I used to tell people when he was really pitching, I would say, when he's not doing as good as he could, I can't spell that last name, but he always did pretty darn good, so we're all so proud of him, that's for sure.
You had a nice out. That's good. Well, I've never heard the term site interpreter. Can you explain that role?
Well, and I guess to kind of correct it a little bit, I used to be the site interpreter at Pere Marquette State Park, and I did all the eagle watching, the owl programs, the guided nature walks, but I've actually changed roles now. I'm actually work for the Division of Fisheries, and I'm actually what we call the urban fishing coordinator. So I travel throughout southern Illinois, and I do primarily fishing and wildlife programs and presentations throughout the southern part of the state. So I've changed roles just a little bit.
Well, still, I mean, that's exciting.
It's a promotion.
Yeah, no kidding. Do you like the new job better?
Well, I like them both, and they're pretty closely related. The big difference is I used to work, primarily strictly out of the park, but I do a lot more traveling now.
Well, this show being Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, I think we need to check in with you about every quarter when it comes to fishing, too. But let's, our focus is on the bald eagles. Has tourism bumped up in this year compared to last year or the year before?
Well, not compared to last year, because last year, due to COVID, we didn't have near as many people, and we actually didn't have the eagle programs. But all in all, yeah, there's a great interest. I had a program a couple days ago, and we have people from Chicago, Wisconsin, and kind of all throughout the Midwest, and a lot of St. Louis folks there as well. But the people really are coming, and this has been going on for a long time, and people are still so fascinated to get to see our national bird in his natural habitat. It's just an awesome thing to do, and we're so fortunate to have the eagles right in our own backyard.
Yeah, so maybe, Scott, you can take a second to explain why they like the habitat so much in this time of year. I mean, they don't want the river to be completely frozen over because they're hunting.
That is 100% correct. But you think about the geography of this area, We have the Illinois and the Mississippi River, which meets in Grafton. Just down the road a little ways, we have the Mississippi and Missouri River, which meets at the town of Hartford. So to kind of answer your question a little bit better, and you're exactly right, what happens is the waters in the far north freeze, and it pushes the eagles down into this area. So they do need some open water, and then when it gets really, really cold, something else that's really special about this area is we have three or four lock and dams, which are relatively close. So at the backside of these lock and dams, when it gets cold, it can be a fabulous place to see your national bird.
Well, interesting. Are you a hunter as well, or just a fisherman, or either or both?
No, I hunt and fish both. I raise bird dogs, but yes, I love to hunt, and I really do. I hunt deer, turkeys, quail, squirrels, pheasants. I've hunted my entire life. And in addition to that, you mentioned the fishing. Actually, 3 or 4 days ago, I was actually ice fishing. So I've done quite a few things in the outdoors.
Hold on. I'm from Minnesota. Where do you ice fish around here?
Well, it was actually north of here, near Whitehall, Illinois. Actually, a little bit west of Whitehall is where I was, on a farm pond.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, I love that. I've never been ice fishing. That's one thing I've still got to do.
If you go to Minnesota for ice fishing, like a Mille Lacs Lake, they call it the Angry Lake because it's so big, you can't see across it. It's like, it looks like an ocean. In the wintertime, now Airbnb's in that business, and they have these really plush, you know, shacks on the lake. Oh, yeah, you drive right out to it. This would be a great weekend getaway for you and your wife, seriously. And you can provide dinner.
I went fishing in Minnesota as a kid, and we had to carry our canoe into the lake. And I thought the mosquitoes were going to carry us away before we got in there. Can I just tell you that?
That's why I moved away. That was right. The main reason.
But we're talking about different things that are flying right now, and that's eagles. So, Scott, if you're advising people, since you've done this for so long, on where to go, is Pier Marquette a good starting point?
It is a good starting point, and I actually have four or five more programs. But in saying that, it's a good place to start. But anywhere along the river, we got the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge, which is very close to Pier Marquette State Park. We have a couple nests in there that folks can see. I've been driving actually over into Calhoun County, and really the hot spot right now has been the Winfield Lock and Dam and Ferry area, kind of because, again, I mentioned, you know, the eagles being congregated into the areas of the lock and dams because of the open water where there is their favorite food, which is fish. So, but yes, anywhere along the river between Alton and Grafton, the Pier Marquette State Park area, and even like the Winfield Lock and Dam area is real good right now.
Man, this is a crazy time, especially with the winter storm that came right through. Do you think that'll drive the eagles away, or do you think they come in and enjoy the area more because we're right here on the buffer?
I really don't think it's going to make any difference. You know, an eagle can go a couple days really without eating. So if the weather's real inclement, you know, they may stay just kind of perched in the trees away from the river, but eventually they will have to come down into the river to eat. So I don't think it's probably going to affect the eagle watching, you know, much as all. And if we get great weather after this storm we just had, you know, the eagle watching, I'd say next week, early next week, could be real good.
Now, what is mating season for the eagles?
Well, the eagles mate primarily late February. And I guess I could kind of back up a little bit. If the eagles to lay an egg around here, they would be getting ready to lay their eggs actually about the middle of February.
Oh,
most
wow.
of the nesting is done in the far north, and you mentioned Minnesota.
Yeah.
It would be a little bit later there. So it would be really into March, and then it takes the eggs 35 days to hatch after the eggs are laid. So it kind of depends from north to south as to when they actually do mate.
Wow. And February seems early to me. It's still so cold. I mean, they've got to protect them, right?
They do, and I've seen pictures and videos and books, and sometimes you will see that nest actually rimmed with snow inside that nest. So it is kind of amazing that, you know, that they can lay the eggs in that cold weather and keep them eggs warm.
Well, as often as you've been out eagle watching in your life, have you ever, like, seen a battle? Like, have you seen them fighting?
I have. You know, I've seen them fighting over food, but... And you mentioned kind of fighting. Sometimes they'll do, and you mentioned the mating as well, sometimes they'll do a mating ritual. And I've seen this a few times where they're actually locked talons, and they call it a starburst, but they'll fall from high in the sky, and right before they get ready to hit the ground, they will sometimes, you know, they'll let go of their talons. And that's a kind of a pre-mating courtship ritual. And sometimes one will fly on top of the others. But I have seen them especially fight over food before, yes.
I saw them fight 3 weeks ago over a fish.
Oh, wow.
Because he squeezed a little too tight. Part of the fish fell down. Another one swooped in. Got it.
Kind of like our politicians.
Yeah, no kidding. A few parallels there for sure.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, listen, Scott Isringhausen, listen, we appreciate your insight on this because a lot of people love to go up there. Looks like we got some, hopefully when this storm breaks, we've got some good eagle watching weather coming up here in the next week or two.
Nope, we sure should. And just real quick, we do have four or five Eagle programs left, one being the 16th of February and the 25th, 26th, and March 3rd. And you do need to make a reservation. They're very informative. They last all day. And if someone's interested in making a reservation, the phone number is 618-786-3323.
Yeah, is there a website you can recommend?
You can just type in Pierre Marquette State Park Eagle Watching, okay, and you would get the information as well.
Excellent. All right. Well, you can tell Jason, call him after we get off the phone here. Tell him you're the famous one now, since you've been on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors, buddy.
Well, I'm not even close to that. So.
Well, we do appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you for having me here. I sure appreciate it as well.
All right. Be careful out there.
Yeah, thank you. Scott Isringhausen there. Great fun. That's good stuff.
It's a thing. It's a thing for
it
people.
It was great. I called him back and I said, we don't see him. He's like, look in the trees. And they were just there.
How did you get his number? Man, you know everybody.
Well, I was trying to get him on the show. and he couldn't come on 3 weeks ago, but now he can.
Well, good.
And now we're going to have, I like your idea, Bo. He can come on a lot.
Yeah. Okay, so in the next segment, can't wait to tell you, I've never had yet my Big Dogs Poker Bash.
I'm coming.
I hope
this
so,
year.
Man. I hope so. We've set the date, and we've got firearms. We've got some really specific firearms that we're going to be raffling off as part of all that goes on to support the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund. We'll talk to some folks about that event coming up next on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Get more at 971talk.com.